now in its 16th year, the Czech language summer school in Dobruška, North Bohemia, is in full swing. With 66 students from all around the world enrolled this year, the program is as popular as ever. Linda Maštalíš reports.
When I found them in a classroom at the Charles University campus building in Dobruška, northeast Bohemia, the students were singing about how life's full of chances, full of coincidences. Yet it's no coincidence that mature students from all around the world are in Dobruška learning Czech at the 16th Annual Language Summer School. This year, the oldest student is from Uruguay, and he spoke to me about why he's in Dobruška learning Czech.
My name is Miguel Oramas. I was born in Montevideo, the capital of Uruguay in South America.
What's your connection to the Czech Republic?
Well, I have no connections at all except friends in Uruguay. There are about 150 Czech people. We are a group of friends of the Czech Republic. And I tell you why there are such a connection. Because we love liberty, same as the Czech people. You know, I have seen in history that Czech has been fighting for liberty from Jan Hus, for instance, and later on you had Masaryk, who committed suicide in order to make a strong request to give the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia then freedom. And later on, this young man, Jan Palach, also burned himself in front of the statue of the first king of Czechoslovakia. So this is what actually unites us, is our same expectation to be free. And that's very important, because if you don't have freedom, everything is lost.
So you've described for us a sense of common ideology or vision of the world that Uruguay and the people of Uruguay and the Czechs share. But what brings you here to Dobruška to learn the Czech language? It's quite a different feat.
Well, I am related through this Association of Friends of the Czech Republic to the Czech Embassy. And we started to learn Czech in the embassy, because the embassy is kind enough to give us a place. And I like languages. You know, in high school we have to learn, besides our local Spanish, we have to learn French and English. And I learned on some German in Goethe Institute. And then I thought that Czech is important because it gives a way to learn a Slavic language, which opens the way to Polish and to the other countries, even Russia or the Yugoslavia. I see many words are the same, most, Krasna, and so forth.
And how are you finding the language course here in Dobruška?
Fine, the best I ever had.
There are also many students at the Dobruška school who have some Czech heritage and want to reconnect with the language of their roots, and others who have taken to studying Czech seriously for other reasons. Suzanne Patterson from Toronto, Canada, is enrolled in one of the more advanced Czech classes, and she explains what brings her to the summer language school.
I have a very strong interest in languages. I teach French immersion in Toronto, and I thought it was time for me to start to learn a brand new language at a certain point in my teaching. And I chose Czech because my sweetheart is Czech from Moravia. And it's been very interesting studying this. It's changed my whole approach to teaching language in Toronto.
How long have you been studying Czech?
I studied for 6 summers in Olomouc at Palatsky University, and now my 7th summer here in Dobruška.
How would you describe the teaching methods here compared to those that you use yourself in Toronto?
Well, the way that it's changed my teaching is I saw how difficult it is as a beginner to learn a language and how much more practice children need to actually speak through language drills and that sort of thing, just to develop their facility. And, you know, we do that sort of thing here